He has his own podcast. What is it, y'all? Get my shit together.
Welcome to the Getting My Act Together podcast for Friday, February 2nd, 2024. I hope your week has gone well. I hope you're preparing for a big weekend. And I really want to tell you that I just was talking for five... Let me make sure the volume is correct here. I was just talking for 5 minutes at least, and I looked over and the record button had not been played. And it's too bad because I was giving you some really deep insight into the atmospheric river. We've had some wild weather here in Southern California over the last couple of days. An atmospheric river, I'm not exactly sure what it is other than it's a river up in the sky. That's what it seems like. The weather, for those of you who live around the country where you experience rain and thunderstorms, probably wouldn't have seemed that severe. But the contrast with regular San Diego weather was dramatic yesterday and last night. Just howling, lashing winds and rain. So substantial that it woke up the three humans sleeping in this home in the 5 o'clock hour. My wife and I knew woke up in the 5 o'clock hour. I knew we were up, kind of like, wow, it's really loud. And our windows seem so thin and equipped with very little reinforcement that you're kind of like, fingers crossed, I hope that the windows hold up. And then very shortly after we woke up, we heard, Mama, which is our cuckoo clock. And we went in, and I went in also, even though I was not requested. I went in and the two of us hotboxed our daughter back to sleep, and then I went back to our bed. In any case, I was talking for 5 minutes about the atmospheric river and how I didn't know any of it. It's new to me, the atmospheric river. I don't remember having an atmospheric river when I was a kid or El Nino. And I know that science has advanced and meteorology had advanced. And when I was a kid, they were called weathermen. Not just the terrorists or freedom fighters, or lefty rabble-rousers, the weathermen, but actual people on TV with bow ties and carnations. They were just, you know, they were doing like Etch-a-Sketch on TV. I remember you've picked up details about the fine man that my juggling instructor / stepfather is over the years. And for some reason, kids remember things. I feel like the first three things he told me about life when I met him were, don't heckle a comedian, which is very interesting that he told me that. And he's right. Don't do it. Because you get blowtorched. And also, nobody likes you. He didn't explain all that, but don't do it. I remember him saying that, and then I remember him saying something like, all weathermen are idiots. And then we're off to the knees like, you know what? I will raise you. Shout out to all step-parents out there who just are like, you know what? These aren't my kids. I'm going to roll up my sleeves and raise them. Really incredible yeoman-like work, to be honest with you. I know a couple who I didn't really like, and then they like took in another kid. They took in like a sibling's kid because there were family or substance issues, and now I look at them totally differently. There, it's like a get out of jail free card. You can be dicks, and then you adopt a kid, look after it, raise it up right, save it from a better situation, give it a better life, whatever the case is. And now I'm like, God damn it, I have to like them. And I do. I like them and respect them. Weathermen, he said, they're all idiots. And for a while, that's how it was. But now they're highly scientific meteorologists, as we know. And they're talking about atmospheric rivers. I don't know what they are, but they create, a lot of moisture. And I don't know if I mentioned it because I started the podcast once and now I'm started again, but was it on version 1 or version 2 where I said the atmospheric river and the deluge of rain, which causes substantial flooding in Southern California, has soaked the campus at my daughter's elite liberal feel-goodery. You would, if you value diversity, equity, if you hate, as so many Americans seem to, if you hate diversity, equity, and inclusion, you would not like my daughter's school. Okay? It's just, they talk about like valuing other people and trying to look at things through a different lens and thinking about, you know, different narratives and representation. And if you don't like that, you would not like my daughter's school. In any case, there was so much rain that the campus is soaked. So the Friday barbecue today has been moved indoors. Is it significant? It's only significant in that it forces the parents to be a little more close to one another. And speaking of liberal elite feel-goodery, I don't know what a feel-goodery is. They grind. It's not, I don't think everybody just gets A's, but the point of that story was, in saying that it's a you know what it is? In saying like it's an elite place, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say this. My daughter's school is great. She loves it. We love it there. But they they do take a lot of time off. And they, the teachers might not get, there always seems to be, I don't even want to talk about this because it's not boring. It's super boring. It's not interesting. In any case, the barbecue starts like at 11 a.m. And I guess every parent can just go to that at 11 a.m. on a Friday. And then, by the way, the kids are free to go home. Here's what I'm trying to get at. The kids are free to go home afterward. Well, some kids have to stay. Other kids might want to stay, but most kids are like, yeah, let's get out of here. Let's go with mom and dad. And the mom and dad are like, hey, maybe we have work. Or maybe we're not even mom and dad. Maybe we're mom and mom. Or maybe we're dad and dad. In which case, let's get out of here and go clubbing. I don't know what anybody's going to do. It's just all of a sudden, you know, you thought maybe school is out at 3 and school is going to be out at like 11:30. They're not afraid to give the kids time off. One other kid-related event. Did you like last podcast where I said, today I'm going to talk about A, B, and C? It probably provide a little more of structure to the podcast, concluding with that very interesting interaction I had with Larry at my very loosely described, defined gym. Just talk to people, I guess. And you know what? Again, if you have beef with me, probably talking to Atlanta Comics, just fucking tell me, okay? Don't do squishy things that other people are going to tell me that you're doing, okay? I know I'm gone, so you're free to say what you want to say, but you know where I am? Just talk to me. I'm here. I'm grown. I can take it. I can reflect. The structure of today's podcast is willy-nilly because of the atmospheric river. My brain feels like an atmospheric river. We didn't have these when we were kids. The atmospheric river, brought to you by Chevron. I heard the U.S. is the number one producer of all. What fucking year is it? 2024. How many do we have left? I don't know. Here's what I wanted to say on Friday. Today, it's a bit of a free-for-all, but if you like the structure of that, hey, I'm going to talk about A, B, and C, that way you can get on with your life if you want. Like, I don't want to hear about his random interaction with some stranger who's destroyed by life. I don't want to hear that on a Friday. I want to go big. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's something that will make you feel better. Parents, Mookie G, if you're listening, you did that nice remix of that reel, and you talked about the struggle being a parent sometimes. It's stressful. Let me know if this resonates with you. How great is it when you're like in your head about like, I'm trying, I'm doing my best, my kid's not feeling me right now, but I'm trying to be a good dad, that sort of thing. And then you run into another parent that really helps you out on that front. And they help you out by being worse parents than you. And I don't mean worse. I really don't mean that from a judgment standpoint. I just mean they're making life more miserable for their kid. So, so much so that your kid looks at you like, you know what? You're not that bad of a guy. And I say that to Mookie and anybody else who's listening. Yesterday, my daughter and I, after school, we were the only two people. She wanted to go to the, we came home. She wanted to go to the playground. We went to the playground. I said, yeah, girl, we'll go to the playground. I came home. You know where I am? My fifth year as a dad. I knew we had to come home and get a towel because we were going to go to the playground and the equipment, notably the swings, were going to be wet. And I'm going to towel them off so my daughter's little bum can get on there and swing out her heart's content. So we came home, got a towel, went to the playground. We're the only two people at the playground because everyone else is smart. Go to the playground, have a nice time. Girl resistant to leave. Every once in a while, she'll just throw the red challenge flag. And it's like, you know what? I don't want to leave, and I'm just going to fight you on that for a minute. Before I had kids, I thought the solution was just to go get in the car, put on the seatbelt, and pretend like I was driving away. And that works once or twice till the kid realizes you're not going to leave, and then they get smart enough to realize, hey, you're being a bad parent if you leave me on this playground set up all by myself. So I collect the girl. I say, come on, girls, get out of here. Walk, which is all she wants. She just wants me to come escort her. So she's essentially controlling me. Go to the car. Have been instructed on the way home to get tortilla chips from the store. I'm still like a little bit frustrated with her. She's a little frustrated with me. We get to the store. We hold hands. We're fine. We go into the store. But then we get in the chip aisle, and there is a woman absolutely ruining her kid. I felt it. I try not to express it. I try really not to express, you are fucking up and you've been a pain in the ass. I try, like at the kid, pointing at the kid, because I usually don't feel that. And I realize that there are always bigger forces at play. And also, I'm probably 15 years older, maybe 20 years older than the mom who's just blowing up her kid in the chip aisle yesterday. But I try not to be like, you're a selfish little, I don't do that. I try like, this is unacceptable, or these behaviors are not you, or that's not who you are. Or act like, you know, I try not to make it like a permanent you statement, like of the disposition of my child. This woman did not have those guardrails on yesterday. You selfish, whiny little, all day long you've been blah, blah, blah. And there are two kids and a dad there. And she's like, and dad said you did this. And she's just making this kid feel horrible. I'm not saying that she didn't have probable cause. Okay, Mr. Prosecutor. She might have had probable cause, but she had, as they say, talked past the cell. The jury was like, okay, we get it. But the floodgates were open and she had to let it out. And she was just going into the kid who's now... The dad and the older kid, maybe six, were like, yeah, we get the fuck out of here. And they walk down the aisle, but she's still going in on the, let's say, three-year-old who's seating, three-year-old, you know what I mean? There's only so much they can know. There's only so selfish, whatever the words are, that they can evince as character. And I feel like if, and I'm not talking about her, but I'm talking about why I try not to do it with my own child. If I say you're this or that, then that kind of stamps my kid with that, which is why I'm like, these behaviors are unacceptable, or these behaviors are selfish rather than, and I would never say it. Self is not something that, I don't know, controlling, reindeer. We refer to a lot of reindeer games. Like, you're playing reindeer games here, you know? Like old Rudy and the boys. Rudolph, I need to look it up, and it would be so easy. I would never do it on the podcast because, you know, I don't look up things on the internet while I'm talking to you. But is Rudolph the child of two of those other reindeer? I need to, the little like claymation movie that they made when I was a kid, or long before I was a kid, I suppose. Excuse me. My goodness. Give me just 1 second. I loved that. What the fuck? I just paused to clear my throat, and I'm still clearing my throat. The Rudolph movie that I loved when I was a kid, I've been meaning to see it every year for 3 decades and have not watched it again. I even wanted to see it this year with my daughter, and whoosh, all of a sudden, it's February. But it's the one where he's embarrassed or she's embarrassed. Is Rudolph gender established? His name's Rudolph. It's his first name. I think that's usually a male name. Rudolph, a boy. Is Rudolph hung? Rudolph is trans. Rudolph is gay. I don't know what Rudolph is. Rudolph seems like a boy. It's a boy's name. But what the Christmas special where he puts mud on his nose because he doesn't want to stand out from the other kids and be himself, right? And they're being dicks to him. I feel like he is the child in that from at least one reindeer on Santa's A-Team. And unfortunately, right in the middle of my journey here into Rudolph's ancestry and gender, did my wife come home from dropping the girl off at school, which is uncharacteristic because normally she goes and does something else. Came in, not to this room where I'm recording, but anyway, we ended up chatting for 15 minutes, and now the podcast is going to be late, and I apologize for that. Otherwise, it would have been up at noon Eastern. I was wondering about Rudolph. I wanted to know about Rudolph's gender, and you're like, well, why are you even talking about Rudolph? Weren't we in the grocery store? Yes. The point of this is, does Rudolph descend from one of Santa's A-Team? I'll have to find that out, because I kind of feel like in the Rudolph movie, it was like, yeah, he's Donner's boy. Certainly my encounter with Rudolph first was pre-pubescent, but I think I had some sort of emotional crush on Rudolph. Maybe I don't know what it was. I had a crush on Rudolph, I think. Crush on Rudolph. In any case, I'm going to find out if he descended from Santa's team. My daughter, I don't tell her you're a bad person, you're being selfish, you're being whatever, controlling. I just say, these are reindeer games. What are we doing here? Let's go. Let's move along. And she doesn't want to be doing reindeer games. The woman in the store was blowtorching the kid. And I'm not passing, I'm just saying, it was way harder than I would go. And she was at her wit's fucking end, and it was not helping anyone other than me, because she was going at the kid, and the kid's bawling, and she's like, no, no, as if the kid could possibly, like, reason. I've been there, lady, and I think I've been there. And I think people sleep on 3 is the terrible twos. It's not 2. It's more like 3. And you're just like, are you kidding? So if you have a newborn, and there's going to be a newborn arriving across the street, I'm going to tell them it's not the terrible twos. It's 3. And just steel yourself for this person, this kid, becoming someone that you don't even know who they are. So the woman's at her wit's end, blowtorching the kid. And the kid's bawling, of course, because it can't process what's happening. Doesn't help anyone except me. Because my daughter is riveted by this and is kind of like gently coming closer to me like, hey, you know, you're not that bad of a guy. I'm like, I tell you, I just wanted to leave the park and you got frustrated. That's it. I'm not putting you in this emotional state here in the grocery store. So it was kind of, it worked out in my favor. And then my daughter's like, hey, Dad, you're pretty great. Like, thank you. I know you are glad I didn't say anything about, like, wow, that woman. Didn't say anything at all, actually. Not even afterward, like in the car. Like, wow, that woman was really putting it to that kid. What do you think the kid did to deserve that? That is a punchline from someone's joke that I'm not going to tell you because it would ruin the joke. So you'll hear that joke or you won't hear that joke. Jokes. Roy Wood Jr. is the best comic in the world, I think, and I would like to be as good as Roy Wood Jr., and I'm not. I got a lot of work to do. I'm just saying that into the universe. I also would like $2 million in cash. I'm just saying that into the universe. I want to be as good as Roy Wood Jr. or Godfrey, and I want to have $2 million cash, okay? Just saying those two things out loud. I actually tried to make a reel last night out of that incident in the store, but it got too... I couldn't get it right. I couldn't get it talking to like a phone to tell a joke, kind of, or relate some humorous anecdote. And this is also me just being open and honest and speaking into the universe, is challenging. It's for me. I know it's not challenging for people who have 45 million followers on TikTok, but just sitting in the phone, in front of the phone, trying to tell a joke or trying to relay some humorous anecdote is just, it's just weird for me. And because it's like all of a sudden I feel like it's scripted, and that's not really my strength. My strength is kind of off the cuff, I think. And so then the challenge is, and I'm just talking about the challenge and what needs to be addressed. The challenge is making the off the cuff anecdotal thing into kind of a joke humor expectation format. I tried to do it with the situation with the woman in the store, but it just got too wordy, and you need a few pieces of information. Like, God, my daughter and I were beefing yesterday, and my daughter was really pissed at me. What's the setup? You know, my daughter was giving me a hard time and thought I was the worst dad in the world. And then we get in the store, and there's a woman blowing up her kid, like, you motherfucker. And my daughter's looking at me like, you know, you're not that bad. You know, that's about as quickly as you can get all that information out. I tried to do it with this story about the woman in the store and couldn't do it. I couldn't make it humorous. And the reels are challenging. And it's a good challenge, right? I said it's a good challenge to make a joke a day out of something that's happening. I thought I had a good one, but I also am now like wary of the I'm wary of the algorithm. Because I made a joke about the tech CEOs, the social media CEOs who went to Congress to act like they care about the well-being of young people. And I thought it was a funny little one, but it wasn't. Because I not only did I ask three people who didn't get it, then I made the title of the reel. I made the title of the reel Tech CEOs. And I'm sure that the algorithm sees that and is like, no, we don't want you talking about that. So what is the challenge? The challenge is to, I don't have the time. Do I have the time? I have to make the time to write one good joke every day, a current event joke every single day. And it's hard to do that. It's challenging to do that if you don't have, you know, just hours and hours sitting in a room with other people bouncing ideas, which I don't have. That's all. That's all I want to say about that. So then I'm left making reels about things that have happened in my own life. And really what I'm trying to get to, thinking of Roy Wood Jr. as, you know, as good as there is doing it right now. The algorithm, according to everybody, wants a reel every single day to boost the spread of my seed across the globe. But I also feel like it kind of waters down my brand if I'm putting up shit that is not all that great. Or like last night, I was at my wit's end. I'm like, I can't get anything out of this grocery store thing. Or at least I can't to my satisfaction. You know, I gotta make the reels earlier in the morning, because by the end of the day, I'm just not in that place. Thank you for listening to me and allowing me to explore the space here. I also tried to make a reel about my stomach growling. A reel about, I heard a woman the other day while my daughter and I were waiting to go to ballet or after ballet or whatever. I took my daughter to ballet. If it seems like I'm involved in my daughter's life, like I said, the bar for low is meant for men is so low. All you have to do is show up. What can you say about your dad? He was always there. What about your mom? Well, she would put like a safety pin through her nipple to make sure I had milk, right? But what'd your dad do? He was just always there. Pretty great. Not fair, not right, pretty great. I'm an average dad, but you know, I'm always there. I heard a woman outside the ballet thing say to her kid, "Your size and what you eat do not determine if you're a good person." And in the moment, the punchline was like, "You're exactly right. They don't determine that. They determine if you're a healthy person." It's a funny little thing I thought would be funny. I couldn't make it work without sounding like too much of an asshole. And also, I didn't want to go for a huge misdirect like I think. Anyway, what am I talking about? I'm talking about reels, okay? So here's what I think. So I ended up, I thought that would be, you know, to get it right, you gotta commit to it, dude. What I need to do is I need to start it earlier in the day when I'm very busy. I need to start it earlier in the day and have it germinate across the day, which I've done a few times, thinking about the concept, finding the joke, and then putting it up. I guess it's kind of the recording and the doing it for the camera that are awkward for me, and I just need to stay with it. Here's the tension. The tension is the algorithm, according to everybody, wants something every single day. But my inclination is to only put up things that kill. And if you're putting up things every day that aren't bangers, you're not, I mean, who's going to want to come back to that? Even if Instagram is serving you up to the unwashed masses, if it's some half-assed, we'll see what happens with this Friday, but it's something that I think about. This Friday, meaning today when I'm talking to you. If you're not on Instagram, this is none of your concern. Quality versus quantity is where I am. I know that the quality of the reels that I put up are not the same. There are some that are worse than others, and some that I post that I'm like, that was really good, that was funny, that's something I'm not proud of. I don't know, something that I would stick my name next to. But other ones, I'm like, I'm just doing this to have a daily reel. What the fuck am I doing here? I don't want a job writing for late night TV. All I want is to headline comedy clubs. So I don't have to write. You know what I can do? I can write more like, here's what I can do. I can write more like, thank you for helping me solve this. Some of the reels sound like monologues for late night TV shows. But that's not my goal. That's not what I want. What I want is to headline comedy clubs. And I need 30,000 followers to do that. I need a lot of followers to do that. Maybe more. I need engaged followers. So I need to just do the reels like I'm talking as myself, which I think I'm doing. I don't know. I'm just having a moment. It sounds like a mini. I'm having a real crisis. This is a real crisis. R-E-E-L crisis. I'm going to take the weekend to think, to reflect about what is the purpose of me putting up a daily reel. I know the goal, but that's not necessarily the purpose. The purpose is driving the accomplishment of the goal. Challenge myself to put up bangers every single day. But if I'm not doing that, then don't post every day. Devote a little more time to Rudolph. That's what I'm going to think about. I'm going to think about over the weekend, and I encourage you to think about it. I'm going to have some answers for you on Tuesday. So that way on Tuesday, you'll know that there's a bit of a framework to the podcast. Today's going to be a real crisis. Don't you dilute your brand? You dilute your perspective if you're sharing it every single fucking day. And this is, by the way, this is wildly inconsistent with who I am and how I view art. Just overwhelming people. But this is the only path I have. This is the only path I have. And I'm being honest about that. So I need to get through my real crisis over the weekend. And I appreciate you listening to this. And I'll talk to you on Tuesday.